Finally, Aurora cuts through the mountain fog thick layer of sexual tension hanging in the air and says, "So, you're the one I was supposed to meet. Not a bad surprise. In my line of work, they don't usually look so strapping and healthy." She finishes, and she takes a swig of her martini while I try to fathom what an Applebee's Zarf martini would even taste like. "I'm the guy," I say. "I'm the man you need," I tell her, knowing the captain has set up some sort of backstory as to who she thinks I am and why we're meeting, but I didn't read it. I never do.
"What's your name? Or should I just call you Guy?"
She lets out in a seductive purr. My name... I stumble, trying to find an answer because I can't give her my real one since I'm a spy. "My name's Tort Chortwall," I tell her on the fly. A perfectly normal, totally improvised real name that I just made up right now because I never think of a fake one beforehand. I'm too pro for that.
"Tort Chortwall," she says pensively,
blowing another cloud of smoke from her long, black, fancy wooden cigarette.
"Sensual,"
she finishes. I wasn't at all prepared for how hot it would be to hear a woman who sounds like a spooky Halloween decoration of a witch on low batteries, but damn, is it sexy. "That's right. I'm Tort," I say. What's your name? What do you do?" I ask her, not at all rushing it. Still super cool, you guys.
"Oh, Tort. Where I'm from, it's not polite to ask a lady about herself before you buy her a drink and a bite to eat."
I blush. She's right. That was rude. I'm Tort Chortwall, after all. Who am I if not a beacon of chivalry and custom?